Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. I consider something to be doable when I can assign a simple reminder to myself, a mantra that becomes a part of my everyday process. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. My wallet is very tidy because I believe the way you keep your money is the way you spend your money. Mantras are another way of instilling a habit. My grandson Morgan, for example, will say, "I really need," or "I really want." Even at 9 years old, he catches himself and says, "Is this one of those want things or need things?" He is being taught these important money concepts so he'll know to ask the right questions when experiencing the exchange of goods and services in a store or with money saved in his piggy bank. Right now, it may be bubble gum for bubble-blowing competitions with his aunt, my eldest daughter, Michonne, or small toys that he stashes in his school backpack. But one day, it will be a car or a house. Instilling money mantras at a young age will allow and build appreciation for making informed decisions as the child grows into an adult. Older people, too, need a money mantra. My dad, who passed away nearly 10 years ago, knew about ATMs and online banking, but preferred going to the bank and giving his money to his teller. Now, if she wasn't there, he would come back the following day. As a retired man, he had the time to do it. But the other more important aspect of this behavior was that it was an emotional decision. His generation, those who lived through the Great Depression, have a tangible intimacy with their money, whereas a member of Generation X or Generation Y, perhaps my father's teller, is more comfortable with online banking and credit purchases. The bottom line is, it's your money, so take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.